This is the Jason Walker Show. Two-time National Sports Media Association Montana Sportscaster of the Year and three-time loser, the Jason Walker Show. The best local and statewide sports coverage featuring the biggest guests from Montana.
Flint Rasmussen joining us here on the Jason Walker Show.
He's freaking exhausting, too. You used to dance a lot more. Yeah, I know, lady. I'm 51 years old now.
The NAIA Hall of Famers, Mike Van Deese, joining us here, Jason Walker Show. And is it just a deal where quarterbacks have to be good golfers?
Well, that's all they have time for. They don't work out. They don't lift weights. They don't do anything else. They might as well go get on the golf course and at least have some fun.
And from across the country,
Doug Gottlieb, our guest here on the Jason Walker Show.
End of the day, remember, it's your show. It's got your name on it.
Howie Mandel, our guest here.
Jason Walker, deal or no deal?
The Jason Walker Show.
Hey, what up? Happy Monday, Jason Walker Show. Off the wall man cave. Ready for some fun today. Man, we got a lot of great stuff in track from the weekend. We're going to talk about football as well. Yeah, it's never not football season, right? In the state of Montana and across the country. Had the NFL draft over the weekend. Got some Cats and some Grizz getting minicamp invites. We'll talk about that coming up. On a show that you can watch on Facebook, Instagram, X, Rumble, True Social. We're also on Podbean, Network One Sports. Oh my gosh. SoundCloud, Spotify, what else? Apple, Google Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts. JasonWalkerShow.com, also JasonWalkerMedia.com. We've had a lot of fun with Continental Divide Radio. Coming up on a year, by the way, of Continental Divide Radio. And if you have not yet, tell your friends about us. Lots of great stuff. Had a good weekend. Hope you did, too. You can get a hold of us anytime at Jaywalker Sports on the X, at Jason Walker Show on the X, also Instagram. You can email Jason at JasonWalkerShow.com, and you can also get a hold of us via the phone, 406-209-1267. Had a very good weekend. Got to golf a lot. Two rounds on Saturday, got in a round yesterday. I begged my wife yesterday to let me go golfing because she was taking the little one to Flying Giant here in Helena, the adventure park, with a friend because her friend can't come to the little one's birthday next week. So I said, please, please. And if you say please, people are like 33% more likely to say yes. I also offered to pick up dog poop, vacuum the house, clean the entire bathroom, including her sink, and what else? I started laundry. What else did I offer? I think that was about, oh, and cook dinner the next couple nights. We're here today and tomorrow for the Jason Walker Show, and then not going to be here on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. That is because it is the little one's birthday on Wednesday. She turns six on Wednesday. We fly out to Las Vegas to go see Garth Brooks at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Now, for those that don't know, I'm a huge Garth fan, right? We've got tons of Garth memorabilia, but all of his vinyls, his box sets, his anthologies. I've got CDs of Garth that nobody has heard of. Like, do you remember the McDonald's collection? It was like 14 songs or something from McDonald's, or 10, back in the early 90s. So anyway, I love Garth. I've seen him five times. This will be six. And it's a circle of life moment for me because I took my two oldest kids like 3 weeks after my wedding in 2017. And we went to Billings. Saw him in concert, had never taken the kids before, and so now I get to take my little one. And people are like, really? Las Vegas? Look, I told my son, and I kind of feel bad for this, I told my son when he was growing up, dude, I'm never going to take you to Vegas until you're 21 so you can experience Vegas, right? And here I am taking my six-year-old. And I've still never taken my son to Vegas. It doesn't help when he's always traveling with the Army. So somewhere, he called me last week on the golf course. He was somewhere in the Pacific, I think. Not literally in the Pacific, but like on an island somewhere. Not in Hawaii, where he is normally based. But it was weird because he's like, I think behind us time-wise. I don't know. It was like a 12, 14-hour time difference. So I have no idea where he is. But maybe someday I'll take him to Vegas. I've never taken my oldest daughter. But it's interesting because I first saw Garth, a couple thousand fans up in Great Falls at the State Fair. And I believe it's still the only concert they've ever held outdoors on at the fairgrounds. What was that, 91, 92? And then I, with Trisha opening up. And then I saw him in Billings later that year with the Judds and Pirates of the Mississippi. And then I saw him in 97 or 98. It would have been 98, I guess, in Billings when he was there. And then again, and I didn't see him again till Salt Lake in 2015 when I proposed. And then in 2017 in Billings right after I got married. So is that one, three times in Billings, four, Salt Lake, five. So yeah, I think this is six. Now, so I've seen him in front of, you know, 8,000, 10,000 people. I've seen him in front of 20,000 people. I don't know how many the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace sits. I mean, it can't be more than 1,000, right? So it'll be very cool to see an intimate arena. Katie Garson-Forba, former Capital Girls coach, and I were texting last week about it, and she said, you're going to love it, but she wants to know the difference of the big arena versus the intimate smaller arena. So I can't wait. My daughter, oldest daughter, was in Nashville, went to his bar over the week or last week, and visited Friends in Low Places bar, the Oasis, and also the gift shop. Now, the gift shop, and only this guy could get away with this, right? So before I tell you the name of his gift shop, which I've never been to yet. So when I was doing sports on TV up in Great Falls back in 20 years ago, so TV is called, the newscast goes in segments and they're called blocks, like the A block, the B block, C block, D block. Well, being who I am, I said every time I introduced sports, it was welcome to the D spot. Which is pretty cool. It's the spot for the D block, right? I did it in Colorado, too, till my lovely news director, she was great, finally said, dude, come on. But anyway, so his bar or his gift shop and his bar is called the G spot. I'm pretty sure guys can find their way to this one. Remember which one it is. Nope. There we go. Garth Brooks's gift shop is called the G Spot, and guys can find it. Boom. Okay. I got to have that more ready and queued up. I should label that. Anyway, so that'll be fun. So we're not, no shows Wednesday, Thursday, and obviously Friday. So, but did get some golf in over the week last week. It's going to be rainy, snowy, yes, this week. You can get your weather forecast at Continental Divide Radio twice an hour. And if you'd like to sponsor it, get a hold of me. In fact, if you'd like to become an advertiser on the Jason Walker Show or Continental Divide Radio or both, get a hold of me. I'm less, when you advertise with Jason Walker Media, it's less expensive than traditional media. Because I care about small businesses. Like, you care about small podcasts like this one. All right. The Walk Up is brought to you by Montana Custom Log Homes, the premier log home company in the industry. The three distinct divisions we've talked about, milled, handcrafted, and timber frame, 15-plus different floor plans. You can check them out online at yourcustomlog.com. You can go in with your own floor plan. You have 50 years' experience, the finest craftsmen available. They're veteran-owned, family-owned, woman-owned, and operated. Montana Custom Log Homes is yourcustomlog.com. All right, some great track over the weekend, some great softball too, but we don't talk enough track, somebody told me, so I said, okay, fine, here we go. Let's start with Nathan Neal. We've had him on the show a couple of times. Went to high school with his dad, Greg. But Greg is producing some unbelievable runners. Nathan Neal, the senior, defending state champ, is going to win another. But he claimed a couple of school records and a win at the Nike Jesuit Twilight Relays on Friday out in Portland. He ran the mile in 4 minutes, 1.31 seconds. It's the second fastest in the country this year among high school boys. It's also his own personal record. He shattered that. His previous best was 4:10.05. And it's also the new Bozeman High School record, which was previously Weston Brown's, who went 4:09.64. It's the fastest ever mile time by a Montana high school boy. So what's really cool is the kid he beat, Owen Powell, went 4:02.04. He's got the third fastest time in the country. The kid's mom, Marisha, and his dad, Andy, are the head coach and director of the University of Washington track and field and cross-country teams. And Nathan Neal's headed to UW next year. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. In the 1500, Neal was second in a Bozeman High School record time of 3:45.51. And on the girl side, okay, so this is why I said that the Neals are pumping out runners. Nathan's younger sister, Kylie, is a freshman. She was ninth in the 3000, 10:17.87, which is the fourth fastest time in the school history. Not to mention, she also placed ninth in the 3200 in 10:55.08, a personal record and the school's fastest time, or seventh fastest time. And then there's brother Taylor, who's also a freshman. And in the 3000, he went 8:56.72, the fourth fastest in high school at Bozeman. And Kieran Anderson, also Bozeman, went 9:00.74 to play 16th, seventh fastest time ever at Bozeman High. So, I mean, crazy runners down there in Bozeman. Where else did I see the tracksters? Oh, Whitewater. There's a great story from Lindsay Rossmiller up at 406mtsports.com. Lindsay Rossmiller went to Whitewater and covered a track meet up there, the Whitewater Invitational. And it's a very cool story about running on the dirt track and small towns, man. Small town Montana is the best, no doubt about it. Love it. Also in track, the MSU track and field team was out in Idaho State over the weekend. And javelin for the men, the women's 100-meter hurdles, and the men's 4x4 relay broke school records. And five total for the year. Pat Vialva broke his own MSU record in javelin, 2:29.10. He's 34th this season in NCAA. We'll get back to this one in a second. The 4x400 relay team broke a school record that had stood for almost 20 years, 3:10.98. So that's pretty cool. And then if you're from Helena or follow track and field, you've known about Elena Carter for a long time. The Carter family, unbelievable. Elena has been amazing at her MSU career. Set the school record in the 100-meter hurdles, 13.45 seconds. And she also added a PR in the long jump, 20 feet 5 inches to win, which is third on the all-time mark in MSU. And she's just one of four MSU women all-time to jump 20 feet. Haley Coey from this year, or a teammate, Lacey Hines-Peter in 2003 and Janet Button back in 83. So, and there's a chance that an MSU woman might win the pole vault in the country this year. She won the pole vault, Maisie Brown did, out in Pocatello, 13 feet, 8.25 inches. That's best in the Big Sky for the year and second in MSU history. And it's only behind NCAA champ Eloise Rudy in MSU history. So got a chance. So very cool stuff on the track. And that leads us to our Auto Concepts Performance of the Week, which stays on the track and the field. And congratulations, man, this is impressive. Abby Clark of Tech, a Fort Benton grad, went over 5,000 points in the heptathlon and is the only female to do it this year. And the first in a couple of years. 5,009 points. She won her third consecutive Frontier Heptathlon Championship. She's second in the country right now, points-wise, with the 5,009. And just the fourth in NAI to go over 5,000 in the last 3 years. So, I mean, yeah. Congratulations. And she's only a junior. Or no, she's a senior now. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm right. I just read it. So congratulations, Abby Clark of Tech, Auto Concepts Performance of the Week for the best auto enhancing. It's Auto Concepts in Helena. You can check them out online or just visit them here in town. Let's see, what else before we get to our first guest? Oh, by the way, Janine Edwards, former ESPN reporter, and will join us coming up today, talk about the Title IX, the joke that it is becoming, thanks to the Biden administration, and also going to give us a little bit of Kentucky Derby preview. And tomorrow on the show, our good friend Barry Abrams will join us for the Kentucky Derby preview, as he does each and every year. He also joins us for the Preakness and the Belmont. But Barry will break it down. I think I've got my winners, but we'll talk to Janine coming up. The Montana Supreme Court on Friday. So this is going to be interesting to see how this works out, because you've got the NAI saying transgenders can, it's women's only for women's sports. Transgender cannot compete. Well, the Montana Supreme Court ruled that a ban on transgender athletes playing on women's sports teams is unconstitutional. That law, House Bill 112, known as the Save Women's Sports Act, was ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. I'm sure there's going to be some appeals, right? So the Save Women's Sports Act in Montana required sports teams to be expressly designated as either female, male, or co-ed based on the biological sex of the participants, and barred students of male sex from participating in women's sports, which is a great, great, great thing. So it will be interesting to see what happens, because the Supreme Court of Montana found that it's the Board of Regents' role, not the state legislature, to craft policies related to university athletics, and the legislation overstepped that boundary, according to the Montana Supreme Court. Justice Ingrid Gustafson wrote the filing on behalf of the ones that, in the Chief Justice Mike McGrath, Lori McKinnon, Beth Baker, Jim Shea, all agreed with Justice Gustafson on this. Justice Jim Rice dissented. Dirk Sandifer basically dissented as well. So it will be interesting to see what happens, because the NAIA, which has six schools in Montana, as we all know, put together the ban on that, transgenders competing in women's athletics. So we'll see what happens. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue the discussion. Janine Edwards is going to join us. She used to be with ESPN for about 22, almost 23 years, and she's going to break it down for us, Title IX, what it means, what was it like, and would this have happened 20 years ago when she was covering sports until recently for ESPN? So we'll get her thoughts, also Kentucky Derby. We've got rodeo and one of the greatest coaches in the state of Montana resigned. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on as well. The Walk Up brought to you by Montana Custom Log Homes. Check them out at yourcustomlog.com. And Janine Edwards will join us next here on The Jason Walker Show.
As the industry leader, Montana Custom Log Homes is your path to the custom log home you've always dreamed of. Whether you use your own plans or select from their 15-plus beautiful milled log home designs, they're committed to bringing your vision to life. Imagine your home crafted with over 50 years of experience by Montana's finest craftsmen and built to last for generations. They specialize in authentic, genuine log homes full of character and warmth, but offer more than just homes. They manage every detail, from majestic handcrafted and timber frame homes to log accents, inviting entryways, project management, and stunning stairs and railings. Start your exciting journey today. Visit yourcustomlog.com and create the log home of your dreams. For more than 20 years, Off the Wall Advertising has built a track record of success helping businesses like yours across the state of Montana. While working with hundreds of businesses, including Jason Walker Media, they have developed a system for success. Off the Wall Advertising utilizes indoor advertising, placing professional billboards in high traffic locations. Let Off the Wall Advertising show you how to get the return on investment you expect from every advertising dollar. Off the Wall Advertising, along with the Jason Walker Show and Continental Divide Radio, have packages for even more bang for your buck. Contact Off the Wall today at offthewallmt.com to schedule a free consultation. Winters in Montana can be cold and snowy, so let Auto Concepts set up your vehicle with a remote starter system. A remote starter will get your car or truck warmed up on those cold Montana mornings before work or taking the kids to school. Auto Concepts is also the go-to place for everything to enhance your ride, from bumper guards to bed rugs and tonneau covers too. Let Auto Concepts make your commute or drive comfortable. Auto Concepts in Helena, the auto enhancement professionals.
Summer, the season to work hard, play hard. The days are heating up and getting longer. The smell of fresh cut grass, the hot sun on your skin. We kidding. We all know you're really thinking about having fun and relaxing at the Copper Club Casino. Meet your friends for a cold one. Play a fiver or two. When you want great service, cold drinks, and fun entertainment, this is the place, the Copper Club Casino, where everybody knows your name any time of year. On Euclid, across from the Lundy Center, the Copper Club Casino.
There's only one place in Helena to cure your craving for Cajun cuisine, and that is Cafe Zydeco. From po' boys and catfish to jambalaya and much more, Cafe Zydeco has the best Cajun this side of New Orleans. And Cafe Zydeco cares about those that take care of us. Military, law enforcement, first responders can get your drink free as a way of saying thank you to those that protect us every day. If you're looking for a place to grab lunch or dinner, get the flavor of the Big Easy in Big Sky Country at Cafe Zydeco on Euclid in Helena.
Attention all pet lovers. Joe Mitchell State Farm is teaming up with the Lewis and Clark Humane Society to celebrate National Pet Week. Join us on May 9th for a special adoption event sponsored by Joe Mitchell State Farm. It's the perfect time to find your new furry friend. But that's not all. The Joe Mitchell State Farm team will also be on site to assist you with pet insurance. Ensure your new family member is protected with the right coverage. Don't miss this chance to make a difference in a pet's life and give them a forever home. Join us on May 9th at the Lewis and Clark Humane Society. See you there.
Storewide savings are what you'll find when you shop for new home furnishings at Rucker's Furniture. This means tremendous values on Helena's largest in-stock selection of home furnishings. When you shop Rucker's, you'll find storewide savings on the furniture you want for every room in your home. And you'll also find our selection of Serta iComfort, the most comfortable beds in Helena. 12-month financing is available with approved credit on most purchases over $289. Ask for details. You'll find storewide savings at Rucker's Furniture, 1010 Dearborn, Helena.
Interesting. Welcome back to the Jason Walker Show.
I have no idea what this song is. I just found something. Is this NSYNC? I have no idea. My wife made me download a bunch of Justin Timberlake and NSYNC songs the other day. Yeah, so I don't know where is this. I think this is NSYNC. I have absolutely. Welcome back, Jason Walker Show. Off the Wall Studios, Man Cave. This segment brought to you by Rutgers Furniture. It is NSYNC. I can hear it coming now, right? Maybe? Hell, I have no idea. We don't know what we're doing on this show. We just have fun. It is. This song would be called Tearing Up My Heart. Oh, there we go. Okay, enough of that. Oh, man. That's funny. You can check out this show anytime you want, jasonwalkershow.com. You can also check out Continental Divide Radio at jasonwalkermedia.com. It's also on the Odyssey app, the TuneIn app, Apple CarPlay. Download it at the Apple App Store, Continental Divide, and also Alexa. So it's literally everywhere. Last week, got the chance to catch up with Janine Edwards for the first time. And I've been a big fan of hers for a long, long time, dating back to her ESPN days. And I reached out because everything going on with Title IX changes proposed by the Biden administration that's essentially going to allow anybody in any restroom and anybody to play any sports they want based off what you identify as. And so I reached out. She said yes. And here's our conversation. Janine Edwards on the Jason Walker Show.
Well, I have waited a long time, and I don't want this to sound bad, but I grew up watching you, and I'm not that much younger than you, but I grew up watching you on ESPN. Janine, how are you?
I am great, Jason. It's really good to talk to you, and, you know, a lot of people say that, so don't worry about it.
Well, you started so young. Yeah, you started so young. That's why.
Well, it comes with the territory, but thank you.
It was so much fun to watch you. I want to ask you, and I appreciate you taking the time out to do this, Joe Biden's new Title IX executive order that may be going in, we'll talk about here in a second, but NAI a couple weeks ago announced that it is banning transgenders from women's athletics. I think it's a fantastic decision. As a female and as a journalist, former ESPNer, what's your thoughts on this?
You know, we have opened a whole can of worms, and I don't see it being rectified anytime soon. This is a very touchy subject, as you can imagine. There are some places that are allowing transgenders to compete against women, which I personally do not agree with, because, you know, there's a reason why we have different divisions for male and female in all sports. Mm-hmm. And it's because males have more lean body mass, more muscle. They have bigger, denser bones. They have, of course, the male hormones. And it simply is an advantage for a biological man to compete against a woman. And think about all the young girls that train and work so hard to train for a championship, to head towards a championship, and then to have to compete against a biological male and lose to a biological male. I do think that if we get to a point where there are enough transgenders that are competing in certain sports, that they maybe should have their own division. Mm-hmm. Maybe that would be a way to kind of handle this and make sure everybody is included and everybody has an opportunity. I'm all for that. Right now, it just is a little bit unfair. I mean, you know, the Derby's coming up in a couple of weeks, and in horse racing, male horses cannot compete in races for female horses. Mm-hmm. But females can compete against the males. And why is it one way but not the other? It's because of the unfair physical advantage that the males have.
And it's interesting, too. And you've covered sports a long time. You were around a lot of different sports. You go back to the last 25 years. Would there have been anything like this 25 years ago? And how would it have been covered differently?
No, and that's a great question. No, there would not have been anything like this. We are entering, you know, new uncharted territory, and it is definitely something that there is no easy answer for. When you look at the Education Amendment Act of 1972, that was Title IX, okay, mm-hmm. That's what we call it, that's Title IX. There were three main parameters that were put in place that any education system receiving federal funds had to comply with these three parameters. And it was parameters that the male-to-female ratio in athletics had to be equal to their enrollment, that the underrepresented sex had to have equal opportunity within their programs, and that those programs had to be expanded to keep up. And I think that is the gray area that we're in now. The underrepresented sex is now going to be the transgenders, mm-hmm. and they are going to be given the facilities and the funding. But we're still coming to the crux of the matter is it fair for a biological male to be competing against women in a women's division? That's something that has to be rectified. Me personally, I think it's an unfair advantage.
Janine Edwards, our guest here, she's a retired ESPN journalist and part-time veterinarian now. Is that what we call you?
Well, you know, it's funny because my husband and I have a home in Red Lodge, Montana. And okay. So I've spent the last three summers out there. And with my equine background and formerly being a horse trainer and owner and competing and working on the racetrack for many years before I got into television, I have quite a lengthy background with horses. And so I got a part-time job last summer working for an equine vet in Red Lodge, and it's performance equine specialist, Dr. Ellis Farsvet. He's well-known in the area, does a fantastic job. And so as an extension of that, I'm doing a little bit of that work right here, right now in North Carolina, okay. where we live. But I'll be heading back to Montana next month, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, man, we've got to meet in person, Janine.
Sure.
Yes, I love Red Lodge area. It's been a while since I've been there.
Gorgeous. Oh, it's stunning.
It's beautiful.
Everybody should see it. And the Beartooth Highway, you got to do it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I bring this up, and we had a columnist here at our local newspaper and statewide sports department write opinion saying that, you know, transgenders belong in sports regardless. It's sexist, it's racist, it's all of the words you can think of, bigoted. But when you look at it, and Caitlyn Jenner, perhaps the most famous transgender we have, right?
Yes.
Is against this. Martina Navratilova is against this. And mm-hmm. when you have big names like that come out and don't support this, will that help moving forward, or does it not matter at this point?
No, I think that will help, but I think that there are forces that are much greater than a few celebrities or a few high profile people. There are forces that are much greater than even just our own government at play here. I mean, there are global forces that believe in ideology that is left of center, and they're very powerful. And there are things that have been put in place, I would say in the last 5 to 10 years, but on an expedited basis since COVID, okay, since yeah. the COVID year. So over the last 4 years, things have been kind of ramped up. So there is a lot of pressure to conform to an ideology that is left of center. And I don't believe that just a few high-profile voices are going to be able to counteract the pressure that is steamrolling. I mean, when you look at what's in the news right now with the pro-Hamas and pro-Palestinian people that have sort of taken over our university campuses, especially in New York City at Columbia, they have a real problem on their hands because, we are a country of free speech and you have a right to protest peacefully. And so they have every right to be there, but they are disrupting classes and they're disrupting people being on campus at Columbia. So, you know, there's a reason that we have rules and order and law and order. And when you deviate from the rules and the order, then you end up with chaos and anarchy. We have rules and we have laws for a reason, and it's to keep order within a society. And I think right now some of the rules are being chipped away at, and we are seeing much more chaotic times than we had, say, 20 years ago.
Sure. Janine, go back to this reporter that I've covered. I've invited him on the show. He won't come on. He gets his opinion out, but then doesn't want to come back it up. But he says the suicide rates amongst transgenders is very high. We don't have the numbers, but I think this is, you know, it brings into a little bit the mental health issue of student athletes, not to mention the transgender, whether it's the gender dysphoria, you believe it, whatever it is, this is a mental health problem too that, you know, I saw the kid in, I think it was in North Carolina, that said, you know, mental anguish if he's not allowed to compete against the girls, even though he's a boy. Well, what about the mental anguish, Janine, for the girls that have to go through this and put up with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think unfortunately the loudest voice right now is we're only hearing one side of the story. I'm not a psychiatrist, so I really don't know what I would consider mental illness and not mental illness. But I do know that there are, you know, people that are perhaps misunderstood, people who are perhaps confused about their identity, and we should by all means give them all the resources they need and help them to, you know, get their lives straightened out. I don't know the numbers in terms of the suicide numbers that you just referenced, but I think that people at a young age should not be encouraged to take a leap that propels them down this path to choosing a lifestyle that may or may not conform to society or may not end up working out for them in the long run. Let's give these people all the help that they need, whether that be with a doctor, a psychiatrist, you know, parenting, support, mentors, whatever, and figure out the situation and help them through whatever they may be going through. I don't think we can just leap from point A to point B and assume that someone, you know, is one thing or another. I think that's kind of where we're stuck right now, and I don't think that's a healthy place to be.
What do you say to the female, successful female athletes out there who support transgenderism in women's athletics, because it's kind of, where's the women supporting the women question?
Yeah, and that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I think anytime you choose a side, you're going to offend someone. And like I said, I do believe that we may come to a point where transgenders maybe need their own divisions and maybe need their own facilities, their own locker room, their own restrooms, so that everyone is comfortable, because we can't just cater to the comfort and the safety of one group, but completely destroy the comfort and safety of another group, which is women right now. So let's get all the chips on the table. Let's make sure every voice is heard, and let's come up with a solution to this, because it is a problem.
It was announced by the Biden administration, basically changes to Title IX. They were announced last year. It goes into effect maybe this summer. Doesn't that really put Title IX back to the drawing board almost and set women's athletics and women's rights, as far as that's concerned, back 50-plus years now?
Well, it would certainly appear that way. I mean, if it's happening on a regular basis, that we do have males competing with and against women, then I would say yes, that it has been a setback. Now, on the positive side, perhaps it will mean that facilities will be upgraded and transgenders will have their own space and more revenue will be put towards making sure that they're included in anything, you know, any kind of sports athletic endeavor that they want to pursue. However, there's usually a downside to that, in that something's got to give in terms of where the revenue is coming from, because part of Title IX doesn't necessarily indicate how the money is to be spent at a university and with the federal funding. So the university can choose to drop a men's sport. It can choose to drop a less popular women's sport to make room for other things that may be necessary in order to comply with this new mandate that's part of the new Title IX. So yeah. Things are going to change, and it always comes down to the almighty dollar. And unfortunately, there probably will be some sports at some colleges that will go away because the money just won't be there.
Yeah. Janine, before I let you go, Kentucky Derby is coming up May 4th. It is the run for the Triple Crown. It begins on the 4th, as I said. Give me a
That's
favorite.
That's a big day in this house, you know.
Well, I love the three Triple Crown races, and I know you're into horse racing all the time. But, and Barry Abrams, your former ESPN colleague over there, he's been on my show for 5 years, and he is fantastic.
Oh,
he's never picked a winner, though.
He loves the horses.
Oh, he does. Yes. But give me
We've worked together for a long time, yeah, Barry, and I've done a lot of features together. He's terrific.
He's so good. He's a Mets fan, which makes it better for me, so.
Yeah, well, my family's are Mets fans, too, so I grew up in New Jersey, and so, nice. You know.
I'm glad you didn't say that other team, the Evil Empire.
Okay, good.
The Derby's coming up. Is Catching Freedom kind of the favorite here as we head into the final 2 weeks before the race?
He's going to get a lot of attention, but the horse that I'm kind of keeping my eye on is Sierra Leone, who just won the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland a couple of weeks ago. Solid closer, $2.3 million yearling, has all the class to win a race like the Kentucky Derby. And I just love his running style coming from way back. And you know, an interesting tidbit for those who like to bet on, you know, any and every angle is trainer Wayne Lucas, 88 years young, will be saddling his 50th Kentucky Derby starter. Phenomenal. I mean, you can't even wrap your head around that. He's got a horse called Just Steel. So I think between Catching Freedom, Sierra Leone, and a horse out of California called Stronghold that won the Santa Anita Derby, I like him a lot as well. It should be another great rendition of the Run for the Roses, and it's the 150th anniversary of the race as well.
Wow. Wayne Lucas has been around almost all of them.
I know.
What about Fierceness? Tell me about Fierceness real quick.
Well, horse trained by Todd Pletcher, who you can never overlook.
Right.
Very precocious 2-year-old, so he has the foundation. Sierra Leone doesn't have the same foundation as Fierceness. Mike Rapoli is the owner, and he's had a lot of bad luck. He's had two favorites scratched from the Kentucky Derby for one problem or another, you know, foot abscess or, you know, lameness. So it would be nice to see him make it to the winner's circle with one, and the horse definitely has the credentials to do it.
Okay, real quick, was Secretariat the best racehorse ever?
Ooh, one of the best racehorses ever. Okay. I mean, I've seen a lot of great racehorses. I would say American Pharaoh is probably right up there. Zenyatta, the mare who's behind me back there.
There you go.
Her fat head back there. She's probably one of the greatest of all time also.
Okay. And since you have the part-time residence in Red Lodge, Spokane, the great winner from
That's
the Derby.
Right.
Yes, Spokane, the Montana horse. Twin Bridges.
Now, wasn't he from... Three Forks?
Yeah, Three Forks area, Twin Bridges area, too.
Twin Bridges.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Twin Bridges.
See?
Exactly. See, I know my Montana history.
It all comes full circle, Janine. Hey,
That's right.
I really, really, really appreciate the time, and I know it's late out there. You got to go eat dinner at some point, so.
No, thanks. Thanks for having me on, Jason. Enjoyed it, and maybe we can chat this summer when I'm out that way.
That was Janine Edwards joining us off the Wall Man Cave, and what a sweetheart and a fantastic reporter for a long time with ESPN. And look forward to hopefully meeting up with her this summer. But there you go, her thoughts on Title IX, the new one with Biden, and all of that. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We have football news to talk about. And I had something else to talk. Oh, rodeo. Duh. It is coming up. This segment brought to you by Rucker's Furniture. This is the Jason Walker Show on a Monday.
Storewide savings are what you'll find when you shop for new home furnishings at Rucker's Furniture. This means tremendous values on Helena's largest in-stock selection of home furnishings. When you shop Rucker's, you'll find storewide savings on the furniture you want for every room in your home. And you'll also find our selection of Serta iComfort, the most comfortable beds in Helena. 12-month financing is available with approved credit on most purchases over $289. Ask for details. You'll find storewide savings at Rucker's Furniture, 1010 Dearborn, Helena.
Winters in Montana can be cold and snowy, so let Auto Concepts set up your vehicle with a remote starter system. A remote starter will get your car or truck warmed up on those cold Montana mornings before work or taking the kids to school. Auto Concepts is also the go-to place for everything to enhance your ride, from bumper guards to bed rugs and tonneau covers too. Let Auto Concepts make your commute or drive comfortable. Auto Concepts in Helena, the auto enhancement professionals.
Attention all pet lovers. Joe Mitchell State Farm is teaming up with the Lewis and Clark Humane Society to celebrate National Pet Week. Join us on May 9th for a special adoption event sponsored by Joe Mitchell State Farm. It's the perfect time to find your new furry friend. But that's not all. The Joe Mitchell State Farm team will also be on site to assist you with pet insurance. Ensure your new family member is protected with the right coverage. Don't miss this chance to make a difference in a pet's life and give them a forever home. Join us on May 9th at the Lewis and Clark Humane Society. See you there.
For more than 20 years, Off the Wall Advertising has built a track record of success helping businesses like yours across the state of Montana. While working with hundreds of businesses, including Jason Walker Media, they have developed a system for success. Off the Wall Advertising utilizes indoor advertising, placing professional billboards in high traffic locations. Let Off the Wall Advertising show you how to get the return on investment you expect from every advertising dollar. Off the Wall Advertising, along with the Jason Walker Show and Continental Divide Radio, have packages for even more bang for your buck. Contact Off the Wall today at offthewallmt.com to schedule a free consultation. Explore the enduring beauty of a log home with Montana Custom Log Homes. Their family business, proudly veteran and woman-owned, ensures that each home is not just a residence, but a legacy meant to last generations. With a wide variety of styles, including milled, handcrafted, and timber frame, they cater to all client needs. Whether you're dreaming of a cozy weekend cabin tucked away in the mountains or a grand lodge fit for hosting large gatherings, they possess the craftsmanship and dedication to bring your vision to life. Montana Custom Log Homes simplifies the building process by offering comprehensive project management services. They take pride in their flexibility and commitment, willing to travel to your build site nationwide. Their dedication is exemplified by their largest project to date, a majestic 30,000 square foot residence. Let their family assist you in building a timeless log home. Discover more at yourcustomlog.com.
There's only one place in Helena to cure your craving for Cajun cuisine, and that is Cafe Zydeco. From po' boys and catfish to jambalaya and much more, Cafe Zydeco has the best Cajun this side of New Orleans. And Cafe Zydeco cares about those that take care of us. Military, law enforcement, first responders can get your drink free as a way of saying thank you to those that protect us every day. If you're looking for a place to grab lunch or dinner, get the flavor of the Big Easy in Big Sky Country at Cafe Zydeco on Euclid in Helena.
Summer, the season to work hard, play hard. The days are heating up and getting longer. The smell of fresh cut grass, the hot sun on your skin. We kidding. We all know you're really thinking about having fun and relaxing at the Copper Club Casino. Meet your friends for a cold one. Play a fiver or two. When you want great service, cold drinks, and fun entertainment, this is the place, the Copper Club Casino, where everybody knows your name any time of year. On Euclid, across from Melody Center, the Copper Club Casino.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what?
Welcome back to the Jason Walker Show.
Yeah, there we go. This will get us back in a good mood. Welcome back, Off the Wall Man Cave. Jason Walker Show. This segment brought to you by Copper Club Casino. Hot games, warm staff, cold drinks. Drink and gamble responsibly. Oh, man, good stuff there. Yeah, you can hear it on Continental Divide Radio, too, just for your listening pleasures. All right, what did I want to get to first here? I had this whole thing. It's called the Rundown, and I have no idea where I'm going. We talked that. Oh, I know what we were going to talk about. Here it is. The NFL draft over the weekend. Nobody got drafted from Catch of the Grizz. But Treyton Pickering, former tight end, and former MSU quarterback Casey Bauman, receiving rookie minicamp invites. Pickering from the New York Giants. Bauman from the San Diego Chargers. Or, sorry, Los Angeles Chargers. And he started as a freshman at MSU. Big dude. But he finished at Division III Augustana after 4 years at MSU, basically as a backup the last three. Pickering was the tight end and was all Big Sky Conference selection. Finished with 754 yards, six touchdowns, 49 catches out of Sunburst. And did a fantastic job at his pro day. Bauman was the starter for the first three games of 2019 and then became a backup and transferred to Augustana. So, good luck to those guys. Let's see. I think that's it. There was some Grizz. A couple of Grizz were invited to mini camps. AJ Forbes, Nash Fouch, and Travis Benham. Forbes, Seattle, Fouch, Giants, and Benham with the Jets. That's starting this week, first couple of weeks. So very, very cool stuff there. There was rodeo over the weekend in Missoula, and the Big Sky region wrapped up with the Montana State University men and women, the Big Sky region champions for 2024. Spring Rodeo, which was just a couple weeks ago, was named the Rodeo of the Year in the region. And here are your CNFR qualifiers. Cole Gerhart in the bareback as a reserve champ, steer wrestling qualifier, and the men's all-around champ. Taylor Moikens, the barrel racing champ, qualified for the breakaway for the CNFR, and is the all-around reserve women's champion. Wes Shaw qualified for the CNFR in bareback and tie-down. Jaden Whitman, steer wrestling champ. Trav Johnson of MSU, the steer wrestling reserve. Wyatt Jensen, the champion. Bode Spring as well in tie-down. Monty Bailey in saddle bronc. Briar Newman in goats. Jessica Stevens in goats. Megan McGinley breakaway. Alexis McDonald in barrels. And congratulations to all of the qualifiers. And I know that there's some other ones from other schools. McKenna Schauer of Northern, your all-around champ. Tavi Jo Leno of Western in there as well in the all-around. Let's see here. Cade Costello of Montana Western is Saddle Bronc, I believe, qualifier. We'll have the full list for you tomorrow. There's some paperwork that has to be sorted out, but congratulations to all the champs and those qualifying for June CNFR down in Casper. Your pro rodeo circuit on the Montana PRCA schedule starts June 15th and 16th. The Little Belt Cowboys Rodeo in Belt. And the Montana Pro Rodeo Circuit runs all summer long and wraps up with the Labor Day Rodeo in White Sulphur Springs. And it's the last one, September 2nd. as far as money for 2024 in Montana. The Northern Rodeo Association 2024 schedule starts June 7th and 8th. Whoop up Trail Days in Conrad, Frontier Days Rodeo at Culbertson, and then Poplar's Wild West Days as well. The NRA will make stops all over the state of Montana, wrapping up in August, September 1st and 2nd, rather, at the Helmville Labor Day Rodeo. So we are a little over, five, 6 weeks away from rodeo in Montana. Cannot wait. And Last Chance Stampede, going to be awesome. C5 Rodeo this year again. Probably see Virgil again. Great, great bucking horse. And, man, I cannot wait for rodeo. Can't wait for the state or for the summer stampede as well, because you've got, is it Chase Rice, Scotty McCreary, Brett Michaels, and Flo Rida in concert. Oh, four great nights of concerts. And the two I'm looking forward to the most, Flo Rida and Brett Michaels. Oh, cannot wait for those ones. Brett Michaels. Poison, nothing but Poison tunes. Going to be awesome. Let's do On This Day in History. It is April the 29th. It is the last Monday of 2024 in April. Crazy, huh? Let's see. Today is Shrimp Scampi Day. Ooh. National Peace Rose Day. And there's also National Zipper Day today. Okay, so earlier today on Continental Divide Radio, I'm not sure if you checked it out or not, but we had this, if I can find it. Where'd you go? Where'd you go if you were the downloads? I don't know what I'm doing here. We're just trying to make it through a day. Here we go. So I saw this today, and we talked about it on Jaywalk in the Mornings. So speaking of National Zipper Day today, the Journal of Urology said that each year about 11,000 men go to the emergency room with a damaged package. The top ways men imperil their privates, clothing is at the tops, mostly from zippers. Think of the scene from Something About Mary. That's followed by sporting equipment, home accidents like slipping in the shower, and manscaping using a regular razor, but not a manscaped razor. So, yeah. Interesting stuff. That's just something you'll hear on Continental Divide Radio, Jaywalk in the Mornings. We just keep you informed of life. 1892, Charlie Riley, baseball's very first pinch hitter. 1901, 27th Kentucky Derby, His Eminence would take the win. 1988, Baltimore Orioles ended their record 21-game losing streak by beating the White Sox 9-0. Some birthdays today. Dale Earnhardt, born on this date in 1951. Gary Cohen, the best baseball announcer out there for the New York Mets, 1958. Andre Agassi turns 54 today. The Bryan twins, 22 Grand Slam doubles titles, born on this date in 1978. The golfer Justin Thomas is 31 today. And Barbaro, the great racehorse, born on this date in 2003. Was that it? I don't remember if we had other... What is that? I don't want that. Aretha Franklin released Respect on this date. Tommy James and the Shondells, born on this date, 1947. The Cranberries bassist, Mike Babcock, 1973. Today was the day in 1945 Desmond Doss saved 75 wounded soldiers in the Battle of Okinawa at Hacksaw Ridge. That was on this date. Oh, 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports debuted. Remember that one? The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, Jim McKay's great voice. What else happened on this date? A couple other cool things. Longest sausage ever, made in Ontario, Canada, 28.77 miles. it was 6 years ago today, Sweden's official Twitter account confirmed that Swedish meatballs were actually made in Turkey. Bet you didn't know that. And on this date in 1715, English astronomer John Flamsteed observed Uranus for the sixth time. I'm going to see Garth Brooks for a sixth time coming up this Thursday down in Vegas. I think that'll be a lot more fun than seeing Uranus. I don't know. Could be. Let's do this. Got to turn it up first. Dork. Oh my gosh. All right, we missed that whole thing. Let's do it again.
We're almost there at the end of the show. What did we learn? And what did he miss? Time for the walk-off.
This is why I don't do shows on Mondays. No idea what the hell I'm doing. No, we're having fun. The walk-off presented by Cafe Zydeco, where the Big Easy meets the Big Sky. We great food. I love going to Cafe Zydeco. It's a few times a month, almost once a week. Got to have a po' boy. And I had never had a po' boy until a couple years ago. And now that's all I get. Because I love their catfish. I love their pasta Zydeco. I love their jambalaya. I love their gumbo. I love everything at Cafe Zydeco. So make sure you stop in. Big thanks to Janine Edwards for joining us today. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to our man, Barry Abrams. Break down the Kentucky Derby. Also, Julie Lane will join us. Julie is one of the co-founders of Women Are Real, and she'll talk to us about the travesty of allowing men to play women's sports. And Wednesday, Jason or Jaywalk in the Mornings, Continental Divide Radio, Steph Quayle will join us. Stephanie Quayle's got a new book called Why Do We Stay? She's a great singer-songwriter already. We know that, the Belgrade, Montana girl. And we'll talk about her book and music, and that's coming up on Wednesday. We'll remind you tomorrow. Thanks to Janine Edwards. Thanks to our fantastic sponsors. Thanks to you for tuning in each and every day. All 50 countries, the District of Columbia, 56 countries as well. We'll see you back here tomorrow. If you miss anything, jasonwalkershow.com, and go to jasonwalkermedia.com to check out Continental Divide Radio. See you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
The Jason Walker Show is produced by the Jason Walker Media Company. Any reuse, rebroadcast, or retransmission without the express written consent of the Jason Walker Show is strictly prohibited. Just listen, watch, and enjoy.